he's doing fine. He had a nice work day today. I saw him out. He's running through a couple of our simple fundamentals, just being in the right place, and, you know, mostly standing and just being around the team. Feeling good. He's going to ramp up some baseball activity today and tomorrow. And, you know, as I've been telling you guys, planning on being ready for opening day. That's still what our thoughts are.
Torrey, what point do you start kind of, I know Nuke's availability is a big part of this, but just kind of playing around with what your opening day lineup will look like?
Yeah, I mean, I have to make some different types of lineups and some I have to make some contingency plans. You know, that's just how we operate. We got to prepare for rainy days, right, in case something comes up that's not predicted. So, yeah, I think our lineup's going to be strong no matter what. And I'm planning that opening day lineup, planning on penciling in Nick's name into that opening day lineup.
Jack Summers.
Torrey, I was just wondering what your preference would be in a worst-case scenario if Nick at some point did require an extended absence on the IL. I know you got Asdrubal and Eduardo who played short before, but neither of them played there in like 3 years. Would your preference be to use Cattell as your backup to Josh at short, or would you prefer to bring up a defensive-minded backup? Do you have a preference on that?
Yeah, it's a good question. I know that Cattell is more than capable of playing shortstop. I think there's just such a heavy need for him to anchor center field for us. And I'm going to stay in that area. You know, we feel like we're three deep at shortstop with Rojas and Cabrera if needed. And if we get to that point, we're gonna have to redo a lot of our planning and thoughts. And I'm sure Cattell's name would enter into the equation. But, you know, once again, I'm not sure. I know what he's capable of doing, but we just got to be mindful that you know, we've put him in center field. We told him to prepare as a center fielder, and that's really going to be our aim right now.
Steve Gilbert.
Hey, Torrey. Any more roster news or moves or anything? Is that becoming any more clear?
Yeah, we had a conversation with Chris Davinsky and told him that he made the team today. He's had a terrific spring. You know, we were thrilled to, you know, as we walk through this process, getting onto a Zoom call with him, thrilled to have him into our organization. He talked about being ready. He talked about earning, impressing us, and he went out and executed and did everything that he said he would do. So that stands up pretty tall for me, and it was a good conversation for all of us today.
Zach Buchanan.
Or I guess just to follow up on that news, does Chris kind of slot him into kind of the mix of guys you'll be using at the back of games? How do you figure you'll use him?
Yeah, that's what I expressed to him. You know, I told him that I'm not going to identify a closer. I don't feel the need to do that right now. And we're going to, you know, just have some back end guys that we're going to match up and get through the game to win the game. And he's on board with anything. He has been such a great guy. It's been great getting to know him and watching him go out with an incredible attitude of how he wants to compete each and every night. And I don't want to take that away from him, and I don't want to bottle up and put him in one spot at one time for right now. So he's going to be on the back end helping us win baseball games.
Jose Romero.
Jose, I think you're muted still.
Yep.
I think Jose's saying it's not working.
Okay, back to you then, Zach.
Torrey, I just wanted to ask, how close is Cole? Like, is it, if everything goes to plan with the rest of his progression, could he not actually miss all that much of the regular season?
Yeah, he's in a good spot. He's getting ready to take some live ABs, more live ABs. and he's passing every test, and I know that he's feeling good, and this is a progression. You know, he's going to have days where he's going to be getting after it and working through with how that feels the next day. So that we're on top of that. Medical team is all over that. So I'm hopeful that we'll readdress it by series. We'll talk about Cole after the first series. We'll talk about Cole after the second series, and when we come back home, and we'll see where we're at. So he's in a good spot, a very good spot.
So would be the home opener be like the earliest possible that he could be back?
Well, I think by the letter of the law and the amount of days that he needs to spend on the DL, I think, yeah, he wouldn't be eligible to come back off until right around that time. Correct.
If there are any other questions, Jose, if you want to text me a question, I could have Tori record it. I could send it to you. If there's not any other questions, we will go ahead and close this out.
Thanks, you guys.
Thank you, Tori.